It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in rawhide.
Well, it's Bo today riding in for your Roundup. Phil and Hank giving them the day off. Of course, Phil, the birthday boy, it's understandable. And Hank, well, I think he's still full from Thanksgiving, but I am here with you on this Friday morning. And today I figured, why don't we talk a bit about some of the big Christmas gifts over the years, since it is Black Friday shopping. And, you know, going back all the way to the 1950s, was looking at some of the big items from that year, which included Mr. Potato Head, the original Barbie doll, Play-Doh, hula hoops, Matchbox cars, Tonka trucks, Frisbees, troll dolls, and Pez dispensers. Well, we move to the 1960s, and you have the Etch-a-Sketchers, Easy Bake Ovens, G.I. Joe figurines, remote control cars, and Barbie's first dream house. Into the 1970s, and here's where you start getting presents like Nerf balls, Paddington Bear, Rubik's Cubes, Stretch Armstrong toys. I do remember seeing a lot of those when I was a kid from my uncles and my cousins, but Star Wars figurines, Simon, the memory game, and Barbie Dreamhouse makes a return. In the 1980s, you started having the big hits being the Cabbage Patch Kids, Polly Pockets, Transformer figures, Care Bears, Legos, and My Little Pony toys. Now, once we get into the 1990s, something a little more where I definitely can resonate with a lot of these presents, but some of the big presents over the years. In 1995, the big present was Beanie Babies, those little stuffed animals that you could pick up. I had a good small amount of those until my little brother and sister were born. Then not a lot of them survived, but some of those going for quite a bit of money, depending on which one you had, especially ones with the manufacturing flaws. Other popular gifts that year included Pogs, Skydancers, and the original PlayStation. In 1996, I remember this one, the big item being Tickle Me Elmo. I think either my younger brother or sister got it that year, but a lot of people wanted that item. There were bids, disputes, fist fights, black market sales, and even stampedes over the doll and its craze. In the following January, People Magazine published a story about the chaos, including a Walmart employee who suffered a pulled hamstring, injuries to his back, jaw, and knee, a broken rib, and a concussion. Yikes. Other popular gifts that year included Buzz Lightyear, the foam and color Barbie, and Lisa Frank merchandise. In 1997, the big prize was the Tamagotchi, if you had any of those. I actually never did have a Tamagotchi. I had a couple friends that had them, and they were very glued to them. I had a younger brother, so I really didn't need a Tamagotchi. But an interesting fact, an English pet cemetery owner named Terry Squires set aside part of his cemetery for dead Tamagotchi. People from all over the world would mail him their Tamagotchis, and he would perform burials for them. Interesting. Some of the other popular gifts from 1997 included Batman figures, the Nintendo 64, and GoldenEye 007. But if you did get the N64, you probably also got GoldenEye 007, at least some point. That was the popular game for that system. I remember getting a whole bunch of friends together, and four of you would go head-to-head in that game, and someone would always pick Odd Job, and it was always hard to get at that guy. He was so small. In 1998, the popular gift, Furby. The National Security Agency banned Furbies from their Maryland base due to the concern that the toys would record and repeat confidential information. Other popular toys that year included Bop It, Pro-Yo, and the Laser Challenge. 1999, the popular item was Pokemon. Other popular gifts included the Nintendo Game Boy Camera and Taiko Rebound. In 2000, the popular gift was the Razor Scooter, if you had one of those. Over 5 million Razor Scooters were sold within the first 6 months of its release. Some of the other items included the Barbie airplane and finger skateboards. I did have a finger skateboard. And just like in real life with a real skateboard, my skills kind of mirrored that, which was not that good. But once in a while, I could get it to maybe do a flip. In 2001, the popular item was Bratz dolls. In 2002, the popular item was Beyblades. Also, there was the For Real Pets, Lord of the Rings figures, and Lego Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets. In 2003, the popular item was Robo Sapien. I don't think I'm very familiar with that. But apparently it was popular because over 1.5 million Robo Sapiens were sold that holiday season. Some of the other popular gifts included the Nokia N-Gage, the Hokey Pokey Elmo, and electronic Hulk hands. That sounds fun. If that's what I'm thinking of, the giant, you know, green hands that you would put on and you could pretend to be the Hulk, that sounds like fun. In 2004, the popular item was the Nintendo DS. Known for being very durable, many people over the world have tested this, putting it in extremely hot and cold temperatures and putting it in water only for the device to still function properly. I would not recommend doing that. I'll just take their word for it. Other popular gifts included the iPod Mini, The Sims 2, and digital cameras. In 2005, the year that I graduated, the popular item was the Xbox 360. More than 70 million Xbox 360 consoles have been sold worldwide. Other popular gifts included the iPod Nano, Star Wars lightsabers, and the iPod transmitter. In 2006, it was the PlayStation 3 that was the popular item. This is another entry on the list that would cause chaos during its release. There were several incidents of riots, muggings, and robberies over the console. Some of the other popular gifts, a return of the Tickle Me Elmo, Wii Sports, and Barbie Princess Genevieve doll. In 2007, the popular item would be iPod Touch, which was the most popular iPod model. Also, Guitar Hero 3, Heroes of Rock, Barbie Girls, and Spots. In 2008, the popular item was the Nintendo Wii. Moving forward, though, in 2009, Zhuzhu Pets, the iPad in 2010, the Wii U in 2012. In 2014, the popular item was Elsa dolls. Along with its movie dominating the box office, Frozen dominated the toy industry, being the biggest part of Disney's $4 billion in merchandise sales. In 2015, the Star Wars remote control BB-8. That was pretty cool, too. I remember that. In 2016, the NES Classic Edition. I actually have the SNES Classic Edition, which is like a little portable, kind of like a Super Nintendo, but it's really small, and it comes with a couple of controllers you can plug in, and it comes preset with a lot of games from the Super Nintendo. Fun to take along with you sometimes to play. In 2017, the Nintendo Switch. In 2018, AirPods. In 2019, returning again, Elsa dolls, because it was Frozen 2. And 2020 had the PlayStation 5. So taking a look at over the years, a lot of items being the big ones to pick up. It is Black Friday, but you also can help support local business tomorrow with a Small Business Saturday. And there'll be a lot of great deals there as well. So you can get out and shop local. And then, of course, you'll have Cyber Monday. And also my favorite, well, not my favorite, but one that I've done plenty of time, the day before Christmas shopping, Christmas Eve shopping for some of you. A little harder to do. You're kind of limited where you go to get the deals. A lot of them include gas stations. But hey, over the years, gas stations have definitely upgraded. You can get a lot of different types of gift cards there, you know. Candy. Who doesn't love candy? And gift certificates for gas. And everybody needs gas at some point, right?